As more organizations look to combat sexual harassment within their ranks, one company is hoping to reinvent anti-harassment training. Vantage Point seeks to create more immersive workplace courses by using virtual reality. The San Francisco-based company launched just 2 years ago and has since expanded to Los Angeles and New York City. Vantage Point is in contract negotiations with Snapchat and working on pilots for Google, Wayfair, and more. Morgan Mercer is the company's founder and CEO.
I spent about the first year hopping on the phone. I cold emailed 300 of the top thought leaders in the industry and asked them to teach me about VR, told them what I wanted to do, taught myself some coding, went to hackathons, pitched it to people, and finally I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. So I quit my jobs. I moved across the country to California, and Me Too actually broke a week after I did that.
So what is it about VR that makes it suitable for this sort of training? How can this be more effective than what people might see currently?
A lot of times, there are certain things that you will never truly experience or never truly understand. So imagine that wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing right now, right, wherever I'm sitting or standing right now, I can quite literally put on a headset and be transported to another environment, an office space or a meeting or a conference or a party or whatever it may be, that feels just like it feels for me to be sitting in this room on the phone talking to you. That's what is so powerful, is that you have the ability to quite literally experience things that you would never otherwise have the opportunity to recognize. You otherwise could never step into the shoes of somebody experiencing that or step into a bystander's shoes of somebody watching that. You have the ability to with this technology. And so it creates an increased sense of awareness, but it also allows you to actually practice responding to these situations, which are really high stakes, in a really safe environment where you can truly see how your actions impact others, but you can do that without having the negative consequences of it playing out in real life.
What do you think about the current landscape of sexual harassment training? You know, slideshows, maybe sort of video type things. What do you think works and doesn't work about that?
I don't think the medium and the method of training works at all. It's really easy to tune out during a PowerPoint, during a seminar, during a presentation, which unfortunately is about 50% of sexual harassment training right now. The information's not made digestible. It's not presented in a way that is situationally relevant for a lot of people. And it's also not engaging. So it wouldn't be uncommon for somebody to pull out their phone or start chatting with a colleague or just to completely zone out. What I would say is good about training is the ability to do facilitated group discussions. You know, where VR really comes in is that a lot of it's about perception, right? So I perceive something as aggression, whereas you perceive something as assertion. So that level of perception and awareness influences the way I respond to a situation versus the way you respond to a situation. So it's really great to have facilitated group discussions. And a lot of times you can learn from the actions of others.
Andrew Manning for CBS News, New York.